My friends, hello. Today we are with my friend, also Mr. Martinez. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Martinez Libografos. I'm a lawyer for Cyprus, from Cyprus, specializing in immigration law. We're here in Limassol with Amir, and we're going to introduce you to some of the immigration programs of Cyprus.
Exactly. He's an attorney at law, and I'm happy today we have the opportunity to talk to you about the system of immigration here, the best programs, and how the system here is, how the country is. So would you like to just say 1 or 2 minutes about Cyprus, Greece, and how the system works, and then we can go for the immigration program?
Cyprus is a European Union country in the easternmost part of the Mediterranean, closest to the Middle East and Asia. That's your first country you find when you want to visit the European Union. Cyprus joined the European Union in 2004, and since then have been a member, and also joined the European Monetary Zone by 2006. Mm-hmm. The weather in Cyprus, you're looking at 320 days sunshine every year. It's a small island in the Mediterranean, population 1.2 million.
Yes.
And we have a tradition to, I would say, we're very welcome to foreigners living in Cyprus. Currently in Cyprus, we have many nationalities living in Cyprus, both in Nicosia and Limassol. Limassol, where we are at the moment, is a cosmopolitan city of Cyprus, business hub of Cyprus. You have many international companies working and doing their business through Cyprus. Forex companies, high-tech companies, trading companies, and any other companies that would like to live in Cyprus. Why they're living in Cyprus? Because it's an easygoing life. Families would like to raise their children here and also take them to the number of private English schools we have in Cyprus.
Good, perfect. Okay. So some people make mistakes. They think like North Cyprus have some economic problems. They even say that the gas, electricity, water has problem in Cyprus. I think they're talking about the North Cyprus. I'm not sure what they're saying. Could you please just tell us about the differences between two countries?
Let us differentiate between North Cyprus, as people know it from the outside, and South Cyprus. Actually, there's no North and South Cyprus. There's only one country. That country is the Republic of Cyprus, mm-hmm. which is at the south. The so-called North Cyprus, it's a part of the Republic of Cyprus that has been occupied by Turkey since 1974, and the situation has to be resolved politically at some point. The country, the whole of Cyprus, although the whole of Cyprus is a member of the European Union, only the Republic of Cyprus has access, is actually accessible to the European Union. It's a part that is that has access to the European Union. North of Cyprus is only recognized by Turkey and is not internationally recognized as a state, as a legal state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I would like to ask you, I was told that it's a European country, as you have also mentioned. We can see how beautiful it is, how the business go through. But the question is, what are the best the programs for the resident permit? Is there any way to get the PR, permanent residency? Is there any way to get temporarily? How someone could come and work here? Such things. Could you please just explain?
Okay, currently there are two immigration programs. The most favorable one is a permanent residency program, whereby you invest a total amount of 300,000 euros in a number of sectors in Cyprus, you would be eligible to apply for a permanent residency. The applicant, the main applicant, the investor, including the spouse, and any children up to the age of 25 can apply.
Okay.
If granted, then you will have a permanent residency of Cyprus for the whole of your life. Only requirement is that you keep the investment you have made in Cyprus for the duration of the permanent residency for it to be valid for you and your children. There's also another residency program. This program has been established for many years. It's not a new program in Cyprus. Basically, you need to make an investment in Cyprus that will satisfy the needs and requirements of your family. The investment has to be in residential property. So basically, for a family of four, you're looking at purchasing a property of two-bedroom property in order to be able to satisfy the needs and requirements. You would be eligible then to apply for the permanent residency. Processing time for the second option, you're looking from, as it is now, from 2.5 to 3 years. I know that's a long processing time, but if someone is not looking for that, then maybe they would go for the 300,000, the fast track one, permanent residency.
So I think in this stage, I would ask, how long does it take, this deep process?
For the first part, the fast track one, the 300,000 investment one, you're looking at 2 to 3 months processing time. Once we submit all the documents, then you have an answer and you'll be able to receive your permanent residency with 3 months. With the second option, that there is no minimum investment required, you're looking at approximately 2.5 to 3 years in total.
Okay, two and a half and 3 years
in total. But this is changeable. Okay. There are no requirements. There's no let down rules for that. It depends on the amount and the load of work usually that there is with the fast track one.
Okay, I see.
So it gets second priority depending on how many applications you have for the 300,000.
Okay, good. And what would you like to say now?
Shall we go about the digital nomad?
Okay, yeah. So, give it to me.
Thank you.
So, one of the way was investing in properties. The mm-hmm. other one I was told was digital nomad, which is very interesting for some freelancers and others. Exactly. Please go on and talk about that.
Exactly. The digital nomad program, it's an immigration program that is that was introduced, I think, in a number of European Union countries in the past 4 or 5 years, especially during COVID, where people were working from home. Basically, any person that has an employment and he provides services outside of Cyprus, mm-hmm. this is very important that the services need to be provided outside of Cyprus.
Out of the Cyprus.
Out of Cyprus.
Okay.
Services need to be provided out of Cyprus and to companies out of Cyprus.
Okay.
Not necessarily, there's no requirement that you need to be an employee. Okay. You can be self-employed, but you need to produce your contracts that you have with the persons that you're providing the services. Services need to be provided out of Cyprus, and you need to also show that through these services, you're receiving an income of minimum 3,500 euros a month. This income is increased by 15% for your spouse and by another 20% for each child.
Okay.
It's a simple, straightforward program. If we can show this, then you can come to Cyprus with a visitor visa.
Mm-hmm.
The validity of the visitor visa is 90 days.
Okay.
Okay, and during that time, we will prepare the application and apply for your digital nomad.
And how long is the process?
The process, once you submit your application for the digital nomad, you are allowed to stay in Cyprus.
Okay.
Okay, until it is processed. Usually takes from 2 to 3 months processing time.
Okay.
You would be allowed to stay. It's valid for 1 year.
Okay.
Okay, the first year. And then it's renewable for another 2 years, and you need to renew every 2 years.
Okay.
It goes without saying that you need to provide the documents, contracts, etc., that we discussed before. In case you change either employer or you change the people that you provide services to, we need to provide new documents with regards to that and prove again the 3,500 plus the increase in the amount in case of spouse or children.
Okay, so I was told that if someone shows that he has enough money to live in Cyprus and rents a place, also there is kind of residence permit. Could you please just talk about that?
Okay. There's currently a program, it's under Category F of the Alien and Immigration Laws of Cyprus. Basically, families with their children that they want to relocate in Cyprus and their children want to study in schools in Cyprus, they can relocate to Cyprus, rent, find a residential place to rent. And then they can apply for residency under category F. Requirement is that they need to show that they have enough funds to support themselves and their families, and the funds need to be from outside Cyprus. The other group of people that can take advantage of this immigration permit is old people, pensioners, that they can show that their pensions are coming from abroad. Mm-hmm. They will not require to engage in any activity in Cyprus. And what is very advantageous for pensioners is that we have a very lucrative tax system. Pensions in Cyprus are only taxed at 5%.
Oh, great. So the tax is very low, okay? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very low tax for pensioners, yeah.
And you have a good medical system also, right?
Yes, and any resident of Cyprus, any person in Cyprus that receives a permanent residency would also be eligible to be registered under the National Healthcare System. The National Healthcare System of Cyprus was introduced, if I'm not mistaken, 4 or 5 years ago. It's still in the beginning, but it's a healthcare system that has given a lot of
facilities
to local people and also foreigners living in Cyprus.
Okay, great then. So I think there are different programs. Mm-hmm. It would be better, but lots of you ask MIE every day, what is the best program for us? What we suggest is, first, send your documents. Let us ask the local lawyers. We work together. We check the documents. We organize all and pass them to them. And then, and only then, when you are checked, when every document is controlled by the lawyer, then you can decide which programs and we can have their advice, okay? So is there anything else that you want to add for the Cyprus programs? Please go on.
Okay. There is also a newly introduced business immigration program. This is targeted to individuals that either want to relocate their companies to Cyprus. For example, they have a company that is already registered in any part of the world and they want to relocate it in Cyprus, or what is mostly used, establish a new company in Cyprus and work from your headquarters in Cyprus. Only requirements for this is that the company to be established is owned by at least 51% by a foreign national.
Okay.
Okay.
Or could be 100%.
Could be 51 and above.
Okay.
It used to be 51 and above. 51, above? 52, okay. Up to 100. Usually, yes, it's usually 100% owned by foreign nationals. They would be able to come and live and work for that company, and they will be able to come and live in Cyprus along with their family.
Okay. So it should be a real, real business. They have
it
to work.
It should be a real, real business. The process is quite simple. You register a company in Cyprus, and then in order for it to be registered as a foreign interest company, we need to provide at least a business plan and also show that we have offices in Cyprus.
Good.
And then and only then, we can apply for the work permits to the immigration department.
So when they give you the documents and they register, they have to work also inside, so they have to pay for the tax
they
and
have
insurance costs.
Yes, exactly. They have to work for the company and they have to work for a minimum wage of 2,500 euros per month.
So the company, the legal character, pays to the natural character, to exactly. themselves.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. They need to show that the company will be taxed in Cyprus. We need to submit audited financial statements every year.
Mm-hmm.
And through these financial statements, the government will be able to see that the company is actually doing business in Cyprus.
Great.
Once they get the immigration permit to live and work for the company in Cyprus, they can get it for 1 or 2 years, and then it's renewable for 2 years. It depends on the contract of employment you have. So in the beginning, it's 1 or 2 years,
mm-hmm.
then renewable for another 2 years every time you submit the application. But it's very important, and I stress it again, the company needs to show that it's doing real business in Cyprus, and we need to submit the audited financial statement every time that we apply for the renewal.
A very important point,
yes.
And actually the finalizing point of our interview today. Does any of these programs could end to citizenship if someone really works here, shows the ties, invests? Is there any hope to get the citizenship also?
Okay, depending on the residency program followed, you can apply, you would be eligible, any applicant would be eligible to apply for Cyprus citizenship, that's European Union citizenship, after 5 or 7 years living in Cyprus. And you need to show that you have stayed for a total of 5 years or a total of 7 years in Cyprus, and that's 5 times 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like any other country where 1 year counts for 182 days count for 1 year. You need to show that you have stayed in Cyprus for a total of 5 years, 5 times 365, or 7 years, depending on the residency you are under. Obviously, there are other requirements that you need to show. If you have stayed in Cyprus for 5-7 years, paid your taxes, made investments in Cyprus, then obviously the government will see it in a more favorable way. If you just have your residency and you don't give to the community, you don't connect with the community, then obviously there will be no success in your application for citizenship.
Great. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Pleasure is mine. And we will be in touch. We'll tell you more about the programs. But once again, citizenship is not guaranteed. It's not something to sell.
Exactly.
We are talking now about the resident permit, and citizenship is something, a step after that, when you show that you invested here, you've got a tie here, and then it could be checked
out.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody. Until next video, goodbye.